Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Mayo reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is hit by the pitch. Evers moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift takes first base on ball four. Evers moves to third. Vico moves to second. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. Vico moves to third. Swift moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone is 0-for-1 in the game. Lapone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau catches it and throws to first to double up Mayo. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vico hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Judnick. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Judnick steals second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Judnick scores. Hegan scores. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Campbell pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive towards third. Kel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Kell reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield is called out on strikes. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to second. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaPon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Bob Swift. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Neil Berry pinch runs for Fred Hutchinson. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Stubby Overmeyer. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Berry goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Johnny LaPon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaPon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wertz moves to third. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Hal White now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Thurman Tucker now playing center field. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6. And the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Vico hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Outlaw pinch hits for Hal White. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.